Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello and welcome to the podcast. It is almost June. I can't believe it. The kids are out of school. It's warming up here in Arizona. And I'm starting to realize that having teenagers in the summer is just different than having little kids. Not wrong or bad, just different. I have different expectations than they do for their day. I am learning how to line up those expectations by communicating with each other and by trying to compromise in a lot of ways. And we don't have to be on the same page, but just talking to each other is surely helping bridge a lot of that gap between what I think should happen and what actually happens. So I'm wishing you a summer where all your dreams come true. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you about how to have a bad day. You might think, well, that's easy. They happen on their own. But I want to talk about how you deal with having a bad day and how you treat yourself when you have a bad day and what you say to yourself about that bad day. As you might have guessed, I recently had a bad day. And it wasn't for any particular reason that I had a bad day, but I just had a lot of thoughts going on. And, you know, I am a 47-year-old woman and have a lot of hormones going on and a lot of changes in my body. And I don't know if that's part of it. You know, I don't know if I just woke up irritable because of things kind of out of my control. But I definitely had a lot of thoughts going on that were causing me to feel frustrated and annoyed and resentful. And I was just kind of mad at the world. And of course, since I know this thought work, I was trying to thought work my way out of feeling bad. And when I caught myself doing that, I realized that that was just compounding the problem because I was adding shame onto my already bad day and just not so great emotions. And so I decided to just allow myself to have a bad day. I decided to give myself permission to feel whatever I was feeling. First thing I did was name the emotion. I'm feeling frustrated. And then the second thing I did was say, I am feeling frustrated and that's okay. And I kind of just eased up on the judgment about myself and even the judgment that I was having that was causing all of my frustration. I kind of took the day off a little bit, like didn't try to get work done, didn't try to fix whatever situation I thought was wrong, like whether it was the messy house or the kids' schedule or whatever it was that was bothering me. I just kind of gave myself a timeout and allowed myself to feel my emotions. And I know if you're a longtime listener to me, you might be saying, well, this sounds familiar. We've heard this before. It's because you have. Because it's so important. It's a lesson that apparently I have to keep learning over and over again, that the point of this work, the point of even the gospel, the point of repenting, the point of growth and getting better is not to cure ourselves from the human condition. We will always have negative emotion. We will always be human. We will always be frustrated by things, and we will have some bad days. So it is not about eliminating those or talking ourselves out of those, but it's actually about accepting those and allowing those as part of our experience and, dare I say, even learning from those and moving on.
What if instead of asking ourselves, why am I feeling this way and what is wrong with me, which is a lot of what was going on in my head, what if we asked ourselves, what is it like to feel this? What is it like to be a human in my body experiencing frustration, anger, resentment? What is it like to experience this? And bring in that superpower that I've talked about before of curiosity, making a safe space within us to experience whatever we are experiencing in the moment.
So if I could leave anything with you today, that is what I want you to take out of this podcast, is to let it be what it is and find the acceptance in that, that it shouldn't be any different than it is, and it's okay to have a bad day. All right, my friends, thanks for listening, and let yourself have a bad day. Bye for now.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.